Lola Gorgeous.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Jessica Harlow podcast. This is episode 30. Can you believe it? I feel like I just started doing this yesterday. I'm still a baby in the podcast world. I feel like I'm learning something new every single time. So I really want to apologize for last week's episode. Some of you complained about the sound quality. So again, I'm still learning. Bear with me, you guys. I'm going to be working on a blog post to put up for you guys so that you can get kind of like the highlights from that episode so you don't feel like you missed out on anything if anything was difficult for you to hear or understand. So I'll definitely be keeping you guys posted about that on my Instagram. So be sure to follow me there at Jessica Harlow. I'm loving connecting with you guys on this podcast, and it really means so much to me that you guys are really enjoying it and are really liking the information and finding value in it. It really means a lot to me. It makes me very happy because that's the whole point. But it's one of my favorite ways to connect with you guys just because I feel like I don't have to worry about, you know, lighting or what I'm going to wear or doing my makeup. I mean, as I'm recording this right now, I've got on what I would call my uniform, which is basically like a black thin mock neck turtleneck. It's from Forever 21. I bought one for like $7 a year, like a couple of years ago, actually, and I fell in love with them. I ended up purchasing like 5 of them. I feel like every single year I end up buying at least 2 more just because I love them. And they actually hold up really well, which is kind of impressive for something that's so inexpensive. They hold up really well. I still have all of them. I'm telling you, they're so worth it. They're my favorite. Anytime you see me wearing a turtleneck, it's like 9 times out of 10. It's the Forever 21 one. It's like $7. And then, of course, my favorite black leggings from Wendy Williams for HSN. I have honestly at least 3 pairs of them. They're actually on sale right now for like $15. And I know that because I just went to order another pair. And I can't believe that I haven't talked about these things at all. I don't really talk a lot about fashion or clothing and stuff. Honestly, I'm really boring for the most part because I'm always in a rush. So I don't always have that much time to really think through an outfit. I'm kind of trying, but it's not really... Like, I'm more of an accessories kind of girl. I dress really simply. But I always recommend to people to have, you know, multiple items of something that just like a formula. Have a formula when it comes to your clothes that kind of always works. So you always have your go-to and you could throw it on really quickly. And you could always change things up or switch things up with accessories. Like, I literally can dress this outfit up or down. But like I was saying about the Wendy Williams leggings, what I really like about them is you can wear them as pants because they're more than thick enough. They're almost like if you were to have like a sweatpant that's really snug and slim, that's kind of what these are. They're not see-through at all. They really are thick, opaque, and they don't look like just any old cheap leggings or anything. They are worth every single penny. If this interests you in any way, I'll be putting links in the show notes for where you can find everything. But anyway, I'm in my uniform. And I'm sipping on my chlorophyll water. And those of you who have seen my favorites video for February already know what this is all about. I love and swear by this stuff. I did a whole entire blog post on it. You could check that out as well. There are just so many benefits to it. And I just found it to be a pretty decent alternative for a coffee. Because I know that some people are trying to get off of like caffeine and things. So if you're interested in even just that aspect of it, I definitely recommend checking that blog post out. There's a lot of information. But anyway, on to the point of this episode. I kind of felt bad for really rambling on in the last one and also the sound quality not being the best. So I'm going to try to just jump right into things for this episode. Okay, this month is all about marching to the beat of your own drum, which I'm all about. Sometimes I get into, I don't want to say their arguments, but I mean, I've been online sharing my thoughts and opinions for years, and you guys know by now that I'm pretty sassy, pretty outspoken. I don't really mince words too much. I'm not very careful about offending people. I'm a New Yorker, okay? And I have a sense of humor. And I was growing up when people could still make jokes about stuff that people freak out about now, where I'm just like, I feel like we've gotten to a point where everybody's just looking for things to get mad at. So it's like, everybody's like walking on eggshells. Meanwhile, I feel like even if you were to walk on eggshells, if somebody wants to be pissed off, they're probably going to find something to be pissed off about anything. Anyway, I've offended people sometimes because I have a different opinion or I say I don't like something and then people come for me about stuff. And I literally always say basically the same thing. You're not going to like every single thing that I say, and you're probably not going to change my mind with everything. I have had people change my mind, but overall, I'm pretty much like I'm an overthinker. I've usually thought about multiple angles of a story. So I always say you're not going to agree with everything that I say. And I honestly can't think of a single person, whether I know them personally or I follow them online or whatever, where I completely agree with every single thing that they've ever said or done. I mean, there's people that I'm really, really close with and I love with all my heart. And I don't agree with everything that they've ever said or done. And I can promise you they don't agree or love every single thing that I've said or done in my life that they've known about. So look, I don't even like everything that I've said and done when I look back. It's just, you know, that stop expecting to like everything about every single person that you know or meet. And also stop attacking people for differences that have no effect on your life. You know, whether, it, you know, as long as it doesn't have any effect on your health, your wallet, your career, whatever, I don't see why anybody should get so butthurt over things that don't really, they don't really matter. And I think the more that we practice not being judgmental about other people, the easier we're going to have it so as to not fear other people being judgmental of us. Because a lot of the time what keeps us from doing things isn't even the judgment we get. It's the judgment we think we're going to get. So that prevents you from acting at all. It's honestly better to not even think about how people are going to judge you for something or what everybody's not going to. Look, you shouldn't set out to offend people. I get it. That's not what I'm proposing, but I'm just saying if whatever it is that you're doing really isn't going to really hurt anybody or affect their lives in any major way, just live your life, okay? Live your life, live in your truth, and just go out there and do what it is that you want to do. So I feel like the more judgmental you are of other people, maybe the more judgmental the people you surround yourself with are, then it becomes a lot more uncomfortable for you to, it becomes a lot more possible for you to hesitate from taking action. So I think it's really important to basically practice being the kind of person that you would want to be associated with. Like, we all know that stupid quote, and I say stupid because I see it all the time and I feel like nobody even really thinks about, like, people post quotes and nobody even actually like lives by the quotes. But one of the quotes that I see all the time is like, be the change that you want to see in the world. And that's a really great quote. It's not like the idea is great, but how many people actually do it? You know what I mean? So I feel like if you want to not be judged, practice, take a look at yourself and check yourself for maybe you're being judgmental of other people. And also pay attention to who you're also spending the most time with. Because if you're spending a lot of time around people you feel are judgmental, you're probably going to be a lot more nervous and cautious about proceeding with whatever it is you really want to do, taking action, going a little bit against the grain. So the less you think about it, probably the better. You know, I'm more of a like, let's do this and we'll deal with the repercussions later. It's kind of like they say, it's better to ask for forgiveness instead of asking for permission. Well, I'm giving you permission to not ask for permission. How about that? Okay. So what this whole marching to the beat of your own drum is about doing things your way and letting other people do things their own way. But let's put other people to the side for a moment, because I did a podcast like that a while back. I want to say it was like December or something, about how to get people to do the things that you want them to do, how to change people. I'll put a link to that in the show notes for you down below. But in this episode, I really want to focus about you. You wanting to live the life that you want to live. And here's the thing about the life that you want to live. We all know what we want out of life. We might not know exactly when, we might not know exactly how, but we kind of all know what we want, at least in general. And whenever someone says that they don't know what they want, what they most likely mean is, I don't want to tell you because you'll probably laugh at me if I told you, or I don't want to tell you because you're going to think this is dumb, or you're going to judge me, or it's going to change how you see me or think of me. And, you know, this goes for a lot of things. I mean, I've had a lot of people, for example, reach out to me about all kinds of things. And my answer is times are changing. And what's really great about the time that we live in right now is that people have way more options than they ever did before. Women especially, of course, but also men, everyone. Like when I say everyone has more opportunities and more options right now than they ever did before, it doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, black, white, purple, gay, straight, and all the other things that anybody can identify with, the opportunities that are available to everyone now, whether you feel like there's so much more left for us to do and so much more space for us to grow. Still, if we look at where we are and compare that to, let's say, the times back when our parents were growing up, we have so much more choice right now. It's on another level how much more choice we have right now. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing to have choice, because choice is freedom, and freedom, I personally believe, is happiness. So I was listening to the Goop podcast, because Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, queen of Goop, created a podcast, and I'm a little bit of a Goop girl, not to an extreme, like I'm not doing the vagina steaming or whatever that is, but I do love Gwyneth Paltrow, and I know that so many people, I mean, there's a lot of people who really don't like Gwyneth Paltrow, and I don't know if that makes me love her more, because I like people that not everybody else likes. I love people that not everybody gets, okay? Those are my favorite kinds of people. My favorite kinds of people are the ones where people are like, that person? And I'm like, fascinated. So anyway, I really like people that are just comfortable with people not liking them. And I actually recommend people, I think it's healthy to look at people who not everybody else likes. Like, don't always go for the most popular choices, because I feel like there's a lot of inspiration that you can get from people who kind of go a little bit against the grain, who ruffle some feathers sometimes, because you might be surprised by what you learn from them, and also the confidence that goes into that. There's a lot that can be learned, even if it's people that you don't like. I've stressed this so many times, honestly. You'll learn so much more from the people that you don't like than the people that you do like, because typically the people you don't like have something about them that you wish you had. And that's not something we're going to say out loud. It's not something that you have to talk about with anybody, but just like talk about it with yourself on the low, because it's the truth. But I like people that are comfortable with other people not liking them. They don't and they won't change just to please people. So anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow, the Goop Queen, she started her podcast, like I said, and her first guest was Oprah Winfrey. So as soon as I saw that, I put on a face mask and I got to listening and I started taking notes. You guys, okay, I didn't take notes the first time around. I listened to it the first time while I was getting ready to go to, I don't even remember where the hell I was going, but I was getting ready and I was listening to that and I had my face mask on and I was doing my whole thing. And the second, I had to re-listen to the whole entire thing because I had to take notes. I must have listened to that episode at least 3 times already. And it only came out about a week ago. Like, I haven't even listened to any other podcasts because I was listening to the Goop Oprah episode multiple times. So there were just so many gems in there, you guys. I highly recommend checking that out after, of course, you're done with listening to me, even though I know Oprah way more interesting. But anyway, one of the things that stood out to me the most and inspired this episode was a point where she and Oprah were talking about the disease to please. That you can make certain decisions because you're like, oh, I don't want them to think I'm this. I don't want them to think I'm that. You know, you commit to certain things. You don't really want to tell people no because you don't want them to think that you're, I don't know, that you're selfish or you're this or you're that. You want them to think that you're nice. You want to think that you're dependable. You want them to think, you know, that you're generous and that you're whatever it might be. And what ends up happening? They end up thinking that you're nice and that you're this thing or that. And they keep coming back to you with the expectation of you being nice, being generous, being available. So what ends up happening is you're kind of creating a little bit of a loop. You find yourself in this loop of constantly overextending yourself because, I mean, once you pick up the ball, you don't want to drop the ball, right? You want to keep it moving. And, you know, you keep overextending yourself because you don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation that you think is going to happen when you say no. And I say the uncomfortable conversation you think is going to happen because sometimes it ain't that bad. So Oprah said something about how she would extend herself to people. She would give them money, etc. All kinds of things she would agree to. She would agree to go to things. And then they'd come back to her again and again looking for the same treatment. And she couldn't figure out why it kept happening. Why are they keeping coming back to her asking her for more money? Why are they keeping coming back and asking her for more of her time for things that she didn't really want to give her time to? And what she said was that all happened because she made them think that it was okay to ask her for those things. So as soon as you make people think that it's okay to ask you for certain things, say at the last minute, ask you to show up for them at the last minute, ask for you to drop whatever you're doing for them, etc., etc., kind of all ties in back with we teach people how to treat us. So if you're teaching people that it's okay to come to you at the last minute, or you're teaching people that it's okay to ask you for certain things, when you say yes to something, you're probably, don't be surprised if someone continues coming back and asking for you to do the same things over and over again. They're gonna just keep behaving in the same way. Again, we teach people how to treat us. You have to be really clear about with yourself about what your intention is. You know, saying no is something that we all really need to get good at, and you know, setting up clear boundaries. Okay, as important as it is to know how to get along with other people and connect with other people and attract other people, it's also equally as important to know how to have clear boundaries without being overly swayed to commit to things that you don't want to do because you don't want to hurt their feelings or not come through as they expect. I mean, there have been times where I've said yes to things and I've got so much else going on that I end up saying yes, I'll go to something that I didn't want to go to, and my head is completely not there. Like, because I get there and I'm just like, oh, why did I say yes to this? I have so much other stuff that, you know, this isn't my idea of an ideal, let's say Sunday afternoon or something. Like, I could have been using this time to do this, that, or something else that I might feel personally would be more productive or more in line with what's important to me. I'm saying all of this because I used to be a yes person. I was a yes person for most of my life. I remember talking to somebody and they said, I like you because you're a pleaser. And honestly, I took it as a compliment then. I thought, wow, like what a great person I am. I'm so nice and I'm so this and I'm so that. Like, isn't that lovely that I want to make people happy? And then now, years later, I'm like, that was the worst thing anybody could actually say to me. If somebody were to tell me today that I am a pleaser, I wouldn't smack them. I would smack myself, because honestly, it's just like you're basically telling me I'm a doormat. And that's, you know, to a certain extent, I kind of was like that. I was a yes person. I wouldn't say no to things because I didn't want people to not like me. I was very comfortable with not liking other people, but I wanted everybody to like me. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like any reason I had to not like someone else, totally justified. Any reason somebody else had to not like me, well, that just didn't make sense to me. So that's how I was living my life. And then eventually I realized, gee, I'm not using my time wisely. How did I get wrapped up into this thing? This isn't what I had in mind. And again, it was like situations where I found myself going out to things and saying yes to stuff where I realized, oh, I'm not fully present. And so now I've kind of made it a bit more of a conscious thing where unless something is, you know, really important for me to go to, if I know that I'm mentally not going to be able to be fully present because there's just too much else going on with me in my life, then I just will say no and I will just not participate. So basically, when I was a yes woman, it got to the point where I was like, you know, I'm not using my time wisely. And also I asked myself, why is everybody, this used to piss me off eventually, where I was like, why is everybody treating me like they can always count on me being there for them? Why is everybody treating me like I'll just drop everything for that? And then it was like, oh, because I made them think that because I did those things. But it took a very long time for me to get there. And I say this to people because I hope that it doesn't take you that long to get there. So I started saying no more. And what do you know? The world keeps turning. Nobody died. It's fine. So that's just what I have to say about that. Get comfortable with saying no. Don't always be a a people pleaser. Those are some big shoes to fill. And if you're retired, fantastic. If you've got all the time in the world, fantastic. But if you've got other priorities and things that really matter and are actually much more urgent and important than all those other things, then just please get those things done. Don't let people just always expect you to behave a certain way and then get mad for like, why is everybody expecting me to always follow through? Well, you teach people how to treat you. It's about being focused enough on exactly what you want so that you don't end up committing to things that really aren't helping you get what you want in the long run. You know, like I said, I used to say yes a lot more often than I said no. And I mean, people would reach out to me and ask me for my time, and I'd be there giving them my time. People who really didn't deserve my time, I was going out of my way, giving them my time, interrupting myself from my march to my own beat, the beat of my own drum. And eventually I would just get sidetracked and I just couldn't figure out what the hell my problem was. My problem was not guarding my boundaries, and not even not guarding my boundaries. I didn't even decide on what my boundaries were, what I was willing to allow and what I was not willing to compromise, how much time each day or week or conversation I was willing to devote to certain other things that weren't really related to my end goals, whether they were big or small. For people that work 9-to-5 jobs and they clock in and they clock out, they have paid vacations and all that jazz, maybe some of this doesn't make the most sense to you, unless you're using your non-work hours to work on other things that are really important to you, other priorities such as maybe your fitness goals, maybe you have a side hustle, maybe you have a side hustle that you want to eventually replace your current job, etc. There's so many things that people work on outside of their 9-to-5s. But if, you know, but I am aware that there are certain people who they work their 9-to-5s, they clock in, they clock out, and that's just, that makes them happy. And I don't judge anybody on that. I think as long as you're happy, you've won. Because at the end of the day, that's the thing that matters. Like, are you happy? Are you satisfied with how your life is? You know, not everybody needs to be like this, you know, major CEO, entrepreneur, rich, famous, anything. That's totally fine. That's, you know, like I say, pay attention to even what you're consuming, because sometimes the things that you want aren't even the things that you want. They're things that you think you're supposed to want because you think that certain things are going to make you happy, or you see things on social media and you think, oh, those are the things that, like, that's how I'm going to matter. I will matter when I have this thing, or when my life looks like this, or when, you know, I have this many Cartier bracelets or whatever the hell the thing is. That's not how it works. That's not how life is. Chasing those things instead of the things that will actually make you happy and really matter to you. You know, the stuff that mattered to you before anybody else told you what should matter to you, you're just never going to actually be happy. A lot of the times what happens is people will go and they will chase after things. They will chase after dreams that aren't even their own, and they will succeed. And then they'll say, that's it. Like, this is that I did it. I'm not really any happier. This isn't really what I want. Or they'll go after certain things and they'll fail. And then they'll say, well, if it was for me to fail, I might as well have failed at the thing that I really love doing, the thing that I really enjoy doing. So being really honest with yourself about exactly what it is that you want. What are the things that will actually make you happy? This is one of the reasons that I even tell people, because right now I feel like we're always being bombarded with so much, even more than ever before. I mean, obviously there was always media, but now with social media, it's kind of more of a constant, and there's people are sharing all kinds of information about themselves. You know, it's no longer where we're even talking about people that are, you know, rich and famous, like celebrities or whatever, and we're flipping through magazines and seeing how fabulous their lives are. Now it's like we're looking at the highlight reel of people we actually know, or kind of know, or know through somebody, and we're sitting and we're comparing their highlight reel to our own real lives. Believe me, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. I've seen people who, you know, look really, really successful to the outside world, and then on the inside, they're not really that happy. And I've seen people who on the other hand, they might look to the outside world like they don't got much going on, and yet they're completely happy with their lives and they're smiling and they've got all this energy and they're ready to take on the day every day. So it really doesn't matter unless you never know what's actually going on in anybody's life. But one of the things that I always recommend to people is to always take some time to step back and limit your time comparing yourself to other people. Because the more you're sitting there and comparing yourself to other people, you're going to somehow become like a sponge and feel like these are the things that you should be wanting. So I feel like whenever there's a point in your life, whenever there's something that you catch yourself coveting, wanting, all of a sudden going after, even anything you've been going after, whether it's something that's a career, whether it's something that is a material object or whatever it is, I think it's really important to analyze why you want the things that you want. Like, really focus on what it is that you're looking for in your life, what it is that you're working towards, what it is that you are kind of pushing yourself in the direction of, and always ask yourself why. Whatever it is that you want, always ask yourself why, because the why is where you will see the answers. And if it's just to simply look cool or to, you know, for some kind of like just to show off or appearances or whatnot, let me tell you something. Nobody really cares. People care for about 5 seconds what somebody else has, and they're back to thinking about what they want to have. So you might think you're really impressing people, and then at the end of the day, everybody's forgotten about whatever it was that you impressed them with. So live your life for yourself is what I'm saying. Like, whatever it is that you are looking for, whatever it is that you think you want, always analyze why it is you want what you want. And you can use the why. The why is so important. The why is where all the answers are. Why is what's going to help you get out of bed to go after the things that you want. Because sometimes we could wake up and be like, oh my God, why am I even doing this? Or we catch ourselves in the middle of, you know, going after something. We're like, why am I doing all this? This is so much work. Why am I doing it? And then you remember your reasons why. Always ask yourself why. Remember when you were a kid, you always asked why and everybody was really annoyed. Well, do that for yourself. Have that same kind of curiosity and ask yourself why you want the things that you want. So that way you can really assess if you're wanting the right things. And that's what really marching to the beat of your own drum is really about. It's about figuring out what's really important to you, what really makes you happy, what you really want, not what you think you want, but what you really want, and seeing the difference between what you think you want, what you actually want, what you think is going to make you happy, and what's actually going to make you happy, and getting really, really clear on those things. And it's also about not just knowing those things, but also when you know those things, it becomes a lot more easy to decide what your boundaries are, what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do. And let me tell you a little quick little tidbit. Now, when it comes to, and this applies to whether it's in your life or in your business, it's uncomfortable to say and do and be something that not everyone is going to like or approve of, especially not every single time. The friction, people are always avoiding that friction, but the friction is what's actually good. Friction is where the sparks are, because when you're being so careful and you're walking on eggshells and you're living in that neutral, super neutral space where you're like, I want everybody to like me, what ends up happening is nobody really gets that excited about you, because people that are turned away by your truth aren't really your people, and the people that get it are. And in order to attract the kind of people that you really want, in order to find your tribe, you kind of have to make some sparks. You've got to show up as the truest expression of yourself, and nobody on the face of the earth is really all that neutral of a person. We all have certain opinions, certain ways of thinking, certain ways of wanting to live, etc., where, you know, there's a bit of friction there. It could cause friction. Whether it's in business or in life, you don't want people who are just lukewarm about you. You want people who feel excited about you. And the thing that makes people excited are the things that are creating the sparks. They're touching some nerves. They're hitting some points. Only way to create that friction and create those sparks is to show up as the truest expression of yourself. I always recommend, you know, look at people who are kind of a little bit controversial. Look at people who go against the grain. Those are typically some of the people who make the biggest impact on things, is the people who, you know, they are very true to who they are, and not everybody gets them, but the people that do love them. The people that do get them are their biggest fans. So if you're trying to please everybody, you're basically operating at that very neutral level, and that's where nothing happens. There's no sparks in neutral. So that's all for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know that I talked about a lot on here, but let me know what your favorite part was on my latest Instagram post. It gives me a better idea of what to talk about next, what to elaborate more on. It just really helps me to create better content for you guys. And that's really what all of this is about. If you haven't rated or reviewed this podcast yet, please do. It's very easy to do on iTunes now. In the review, let me know what your favorite episode was, so that way when people are discovering the show, they can, you know, kind of get a feel for maybe what they should listen to first, or what, you know, is most popular or whatnot, and see what resonates with them. So as always, if you leave a rating and a review, if you screenshot that and send it to me at hellogorgeous@jessicaharlow.com, I will be sending you 2 free PDFs, one of which is my hair care tips and secrets on growing the longest and healthiest hair of your life. And the other one is for some of my healthy snacks, things that I kind of substitute, things that I like to eat, recommend, prefer. So between those 2 PDFs, there's quite a bit of value there. They're both completely and totally free. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it helpful and valuable. Feel free to share it with someone who you think would really benefit from it. And as always, I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.